The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 19, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on October 11th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan mang prabhadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti Samahatma sudurlabha Bohunam janmanamante Gyanavan mang prabhadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti Samahatma sudurlabha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Purport. The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. In the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life, and that these activities constitute devotional service. Realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders to Him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, that He is the cause of all causes, and that this material manifestation is not independent from Him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness, and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudeva or Sri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudeva precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. This verse is very nicely explained in the third chapter, verses 14 and 15 of the Svetashvatara Upanishad. Sahasrashirsha Purusha Sahasrakshad Sahasrapat Savumin Vishvato Vritva Chastad Dashangulam Purusha Evedam Sarvam Yadbutam Yatschavavyam Utamritat Vasyeshano Yad Ane Natirohati. In the Chandyoga Upanishad 5.15, it is said, Navai vacho na changshungsi na shottani nana mangshati akakshate prana ite eva chakshate prano hiyavyatani savani bhavanti. In the body of a living being, neither the power to speak, nor the power to see, nor the power to hear, nor the power to think is the prime factor. It is life which is the center of all activities. Similarly, Lord Vasudeva, or the Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is the prime entity in everything. In this body, there are powers of speaking, of seeing, of hearing, and of mental activities, etc. But these are not important if not related to the Supreme Lord. And because Vasudeva is all-pervading and everything is Vasudeva, the devotee surrenders in full knowledge, Bhagavad Gita 7.17 and 11.40. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadukamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So, it's rare to surrender to Krishna. Sa mahatma sudurlabha. Durlab means very rare, means rare to see, and sudurlabha means very rare to see.
Durlabha reiškia tai kažkas labai reto, o sudurlabha reiškia kas ypatingai reto.
It's like there was one devotee, his name was Durlabha Darshan. That means the darshan which is very difficult to get. It's like for us conditioned souls, Krishna is Durlabha Darshan, he's very difficult to see. So su means very, so very rare to see. It's very rare to see that there's such a great personality who's fully surrendered to Krishna. And then Krishna is saying, after many births and deaths, so what is our hope? Of course, it's possible that actually it's stated that if one is engaging in devotional service now, it means he was doing it previously. So according to that perspective, you all were doing this in previous lifetimes also. Although one could, there's at some point you obviously have to begin the process. By the mercy of a pure devotee. By the mercy of a pure devotee. So whether this is my first lifetime to be practicing Krishna consciousness or it's one of many, many lifetimes in which I'm practicing, that really doesn't matter. I should make the effort to fully surrender to Krishna in this lifetime. Why? Because I have human birth.
Kodėl? Nes turiu žmogaus kūną.
The lower species, they cannot take to this.
Žemesnės gyvybės formos negali to padaryti.
Human life is very real.
Žmogaus gyvenimas labai retas.
That's why the Vedanta Sutra says, Tato Brahma Jigyasa.
Dėl to Vedanta Sutra teigia, Tato Brahma Jigyasa.
Now you have a human body.
Turi žmogaus kūną.
Use it for self-realization.
Tai ir panaudok jį savęs pažinimui.
In the material world, people are using their material bodies for sense gratification. For the animals, that's understandable. They're animals. What do you expect? But we don't expect that a human being should be an animal. We expect that a human being should take advantage of this human form. That he should awaken his dormant Krishna consciousness. It doesn't make sense to engage in sense gratification. You've gotten the greatest opportunity of this human birth.
šitą žmogaus gimimą.
So you must use it for Krishna consciousness.
Todėl privalo panaudoti į Krishna sąmonę.
Otherwise, it's the most foolish mistake you could ever make.
Priešingų atveju, tai didžiausia, kvailiausia klaida, kokią tai galim padaryti.
Not to give this life in Krishna's service.
Nepaskirti savo šito gyvenimo tarnystėje Krishnai.
Another point of the verse is, this is the activity of one who is in knowledge, one who knows what's going on, he surrenders to Krishna.
Ir kitas momentas paaiškintas, tai yra tai, kad tas, kuris žino, kas yra Krishna, kuris turi žinojimą, tai jis atsiduoda jam.
So, what does that mean?
Ir ką tai reiškia?
If you're not able to surrender, what does it mean?
Jeigu nesugebate atsiduoti, ką tai reiškia?
Means you don't have sufficient knowledge.
Tai reiškia, neturit pakankamai žinių.
If you're having difficulty surrendering to Krishna, you simply need more knowledge, that's all.
Jeigu yra sunkumo atsiduoti Krishna, tiesiog reikia dar pagilinti žinias ir tiek.
So we recommend that people should study these books of Prabhupada.
Todėl rekomenduojam, kad studijuoti šitas Prabhupada.
Very carefully read Prabhupada's books.
Labai dėmesingai.
Because by carefully studying these books, one will get very good knowledge, you see.
Nes giliai dėmesingai studijuojama šitas knygas, žmogus gaus labai tvirtą žinojimą.
And when one has sufficient knowledge, they will naturally surrender.
Ir turėdamas pakankamą žinojimą, jis natūraliai atsiduos.
This is why we have classes, like this lecture tonight.
Dėl to pas mus yra ir paskaitos, kaip ir šita vakare.
That's why we have Bhakti Shastri training.
Turim Bhakti Shastri kursus.
Because we want you to have this knowledge.
Mes norim, kad turėtumėt šitas žinias.
When you understand the reality that Krishna is the source of everything.
Kai suvoksite realybę, kad Krishna yra visako šaltinis.
And that you are his eternal servant.
O jis jo amžinas tarnas.
And that you cannot be satisfied unless you engage in his service.
Ir kad negalite būti laimingas, neužsiimdamas tarnyste jam.
You will naturally take up Krishna consciousness.
Tai natūraliai priimsite Krishna sąmonę.
It's like a fish takes to the water.
Lygiai kaip ir žuvis šoka atgal į vandenį.
So, go on hearing.
Todėl klausykitės ir vis klausykitės.
With a view to understand these sublime teachings.
Stengdamasi suprast šitus didingus pamokymus.
And by that repeated hearing.
Ir to pakartotino klausimo dėka.
You become awakened.
Pabusite.
Nahi gyanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidyate tatsvayam yogasang siddha kalinatmani vindati. In this world, there is nothing so sublime as transcendental knowledge.
Šiame pasaulyje nieko nėra dieviškesnio už transcendentinį žinojimą.
Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism.
Ir šitas žinojimas, išmintis, yra viso misticizmo vaisių subrendęs.
And one who becomes accomplished in the practice of devotional service.
Ir tas, kuris pasiekia tobulumą asidimo tarnystės praktikoje.
Relishes this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Mėgaujasi šitų žinojimų savyje atėjus laikui.
So knowledge and bhakti, they go very closely together, you see. Bhakti and knowledge, they go very closely together.
Bhakti ir žinojimas eina labai arti vienas kito.
By knowledge you come to bhakti.
Iš žinojimo dėka pradedat bhakti.
And when you get bhakti, the knowledge becomes more relishable.
O kai jau gaunate bhakti, to žinios tampa gilesnės ir jomis galima mėgautis.
The more you know Krishna, the more you will love Krishna.
Kuo daugiau žinote apie Krishna, tuo labiau jį mylite.
And the more you love Krishna, the more you will know Krishna.
O kuo labiau jį mylėsit, tuo dar labiau žinosite.
And the more you know Krishna, the more you love Krishna.
Kuo labiau jį pažinsit, tuo labiau mylėsit.
So go on studying this knowledge.
Tad studijuokit šias žinias.
To know Krishna more and more.
Kad pažintumėt Krishna vis daugiau.
Engage in service. To engage in loving service to Krishna more and more.
Užsiimkite tokia meilės tarnystė Krishna vis daugiau ir daugiau.
Bow down to Krishna.
Lenkitės Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna.
Kartokit Hare
Krishna. Honor Krishna Prasadam.
Pagerbkit Krishna.
Decorate the deities.
Puoškite dievybes.
Make flower garlands for the deities.
Girliandas iš gėlių dievybėm pinkite.
Go out and earn some money.
Eikite dirbti, uždirbti.
And bring it to support the worship of the deities.
Ir atneškit juos paremti dievybių garbinimą.
In this way, by understanding Krishna and by engaging in the loving service of Krishna, you become a perfectly self-realized soul.
Ir tokiu būdu, suprasdami Krishna ir užsiimdami meilės tarnystę jam, tapsite save suvokusią tobulą sielą.
You will become the great soul that Krishna is describing here in the Bhagavad Gita.
Tapsite didžią sielą, apie kurią čia kalba Krishna Bhagavad Gita.
Do you think that we are meant to remain neophyte devotees?
Ar manote, kad mums yra lemta likti neofitais?
No. We start off as neophytes, everyone does.
Mes pradedam kaip neofitai visi.
But we are meant to graduate from the neophyte level to the intermediate level.
Bet turime iš to neofitiško į vidutinį lygį pereiti.
Kanishta adhikari, that is the neophyte.
Ir kanishta adhikari, tai tas neofitas.
The Madhyama Adhikari, that is the intermediate devotee.
Tas Madhyama Adhikaris, tai jau tas vidurinis lygis.
And then from there we are meant to go to Uttam Adhikari, the topmost devotee.
Ir iš ten turime pakilti iki Uttam Adhikari, tai aukščiausio lygio atsidavus.
So everyone should try to advance very nicely in Krishna consciousness.
Ir todėl kiekvienas turėtų stengtis po trupučiuk tobulėti Krishna sąmonėje.
Try to awaken the love for Krishna within your heart.
Bandykite pažadinti tą meilę Krishnai savo širdį.
There's no reason to remain entangled in sense enjoyment.
Nėra jokio reikalo ilgiau likti įsipainiojus išsiniam pasitenkinime.
The pleasure of Krishna consciousness is millions and billions of times greater than any time of sense gratification.
Ir malonumas patiriamas Krishna sąmonėje yra milijardus milijonus kartų didesnis negu bet koks jūsinis pasitenkinimas.
In this material world people take sex pleasure to be the topmost pleasure.
Šiame materialiame pasaulyje žmonės sekso malonumus priima kaip aukščiausius.
But what does Bhagavatam say?
Bet ką sako Bhagavatam?
Yan maitinadi grihamedi sukam itucham. That sex pleasure which is the number one pleasure for the materialists.
Sako Bhagavatam, kad tas sekso malonumas, kuris yra numeris vienas materialistui,
is considered tucham, tenth class by the devotees of all the world.
Tai atsidavusiems tas malonumas yra tiesiog dešimtos rūšies visiškai.
Because they are relishing this pleasure of Krishna consciousness.
Nes jie mėgaujasi Krishna sąmonės malonumą.
A brahmachari, he's very happy to be free from sex.
Ir brahmacharis labai laimingas, kad yra laisvas nuo sekso.
The vanaprasa is very happy to be free from sex.
Vanaprastas taip pat.
Sannyasi is very happy to be free from sex.
Ir sannyasi taip pat laimingi.
And the grihastha is very happy to use sex only for procreation.
O grihastras būna laimingi, jeigu seksą naudoja tik tai, reiškia, vaikams pradėti.
Not for recreation.
Bet ne mėgautis.
All the devotees are very happy to detach themselves from sex pleasure.
Ir visi atsidavę, kurie reiškia, atsisako sekso, būna labai laimingi.
Because sex pleasure distracts one from the ultimate pleasure of Krishna bhakti.
Nes tas seksualinis malonumas atitraukia žmogaus dėmesį nuo tikro dvasinio Krishna sąmonės malonumo.
So I can ask if there's any questions.
Taigi, ar yra kokių klausimų?
Kad bhakti nepriklauso nuo žinojimo. Bet čia mokytas pasakė tokį formą. Bet žinojimas dada bhakti, o bhakti žinojimą. Ar galėtum paaiškinti?
It is said that the devotional service does not depend upon knowledge. But here we can see, and you said that it's dependent. How could you explain that?
Pure devotional service does not depend on knowledge. That's a fact. Knowledge depends on pure devotional service. In other words, you can't really know Krishna unless you love him. Knowledge and detachment follow bhakti immediately. It's like when a man walks down the street, his shadow follows him.
Žinojimas ir atsižadėjimas seka iš paskos paskui bhakti, kaip ir šešėlis paskui žmogų.
So one who knows Krishna, he is perfect in knowledge.
Todėl tas, kuris žino Krishna, jisai tobulas.
And the more he knows Krishna, the more he knows Krishna, the more he loves Krishna also.
Ir kuo daugiau jisai žino, pažįsta Krishna, tuo labiau jį myli.
But on the highest level, they don't even know Krishna properly.
Bet aukščiausiame lygyje jie netgi Krishnos apskritai nepažįsta.
The Vrajavasis, they don't know who is Krishna.
Vrajavasis, iš vis net nežino, kas tas Krishna.
The cowherd men, they said, Nanda Maharaj, your son Krishna, he is very wonderful boy. His pastimes are amazing.
Ir piemenis sako, Nanda Maharaj, tavo sunus Krishna tiesiog nuostabus, jo nuotykiai, bet liek tokie nuotykiai nuostabus.
Nanda Maharaj said, yes, his pastimes are very wonderful. Maybe he's some demigod. So on the highest level, they don't properly understand Krishna. They're ignorant of
Krishna.
That ignorance, that is called Yogamaya. That ignorance increases their love.
Ir tas neišmanimas padidina jų meilę.
But that's on the liberated platform, Prabhu.
Bet tai yra jau tame išsivadavimo lygyje.
Don't think, I don't need knowledge, so I won't read the books, I won't come to class. On your level, you need more and more knowledge to help your bhakti awaken. And once you're awakened, that's another thing. But knowledge is required. Otherwise, why are we distributing these books all over the world? We could just do kirtan. But Prabhupada said the books are actually the greater kirtan. These books are knowledge. Prabhupada said it's even more. He said this is the great, the Brihat Madanga. So don't think this knowledge is not very important thing. This knowledge is favorable for awakening one's Krishna consciousness. It's a very important thing. In fact, in the previous verse, Krishna says, "All that devotee who is situated in knowledge of me, I considered him to be just like my own self." So it's very important to know Krishna very well from the scriptures. But knowing Krishna and not serving him, that's a waste of time. Prabhupada even told me in one letter. He said, simply study without practice, it becomes, that knowledge becomes dry and useless. So that jnana must be bhakti jnana, you see. One must engage that knowledge, one use that knowledge to engage oneself in Krishna's service. The knowledge itself will not liberate you to Krishna Loka. The bhakti is more important than the knowledge. But for the neophyte, that knowledge is essential. He must have it. Does that make it clear?
Okay.
Yes.
Galima kažką tai pamilti, ko tu visiškai nepažįsti. Nu, visiškai nepažįsti Krišnos. Kartais atrodo, kad lengviau pamilti kokį nors niekšą materialistą, negu patį nuostabiausią kūrėją.
Kaip pamilti, kai Krišną, kurio nepažįsti?
Kaip sako, kad geriau pamilti niekšą materialistą, negu Krišną?
It seems quite difficult to get in love with Krishna because we do not know him very much. It seems that it's easier to get in love even with some ordinary person, even criminal or anyone, because you can know him better. But Krishna, you cannot know him so closely, and how to get in love with him.
Then you have to know his his devotee. One has to know his devotee. I don't have any keys. So, that the spiritual master is the external manifestation of Krishna. Just like we didn't know Krishna, but we knew who was
Prabhupada.
So by developing that loving feeling for Prabhupada, who was non-different from Krishna, spiritual master is the external manifestation of Krishna. So by developing love for the spiritual master, then you automatically have awakening of love for Krishna.
Ir jūs jau gydami meilę dvasinę mokytą, automatiškai pabudinat savo meilę ir Krishnai.
So you can see the spiritual master.
Ir dvasinį mokytoją galite matyti.
You can inquire from the spiritual master.
Ir jo klausti galite.
You can serve the spiritual master.
Ir tarnauti dvasinį mokytoją.
So in this way, by loving the devotee of God,
tokiu būdu mylėdami Dievo atsidavusį,
then your love of God will be awakened automatically.
Tada meilė Dievui automatiškai pabus.
Any other questions?
Kitų klausimų?
Yeah.
Kas yra tikras nuolankumas, kaip jis pasireiškia?
What is real humility and how it expresses itself?
Yes, real humility means to offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself.
Tikras nuolankumas reiškia siūlyti visą pagarbą kitiem ir nesitikėti jokios sau.
And that's how it's manifested.
Ir taip jis ir pasireiškia.
It's expressed in that way.
Tokiu būdu jis.
You should be very respectful to everyone. Even if they disrespect you, you must respect them. And then you have genuine humility, Prabhu. Any other questions? Yeah.
If you develop this humility, this, I try to give this respect to everyone and not expect this respect to myself. It was so difficult and so many difficulties I faced. Mm-hmm. So how to continue?
Aš bandžiau išsiugdyti tokį nuolankumą, kaip buvo pasakyta prieš tai, kad rodyti pagarbą kitiems, nesitikėti sau. Ir labai daug sutikau tame bandyme sunkumų, kaip visgi tęsti, kaip praktiškai tai įvykdyti.
So, I've tried to do that, to show respect to others, but do not expect any respect for myself, but I faced lots of difficulties. How can I actually do it? It was too difficult.
You have to, if one is trying to be respectful to others but finding great difficulty in doing so because of so much disrespect that you naturally get in this material world, then how do you conquer over it? The answer is you have to see those who are more expert in humility than you are.
Atsakymas toks, reikia stebėti tuos, kurie nuolankesni už jūs.
You have to study their example.
Stebėti jų pavyzdį, kaip jie reaguoja.
Look at Bali Maharaj. How humble he was.
Koks nuolankus jis buvo.
He gave up his entire kingdom to Vamanadev.
Jis visą savo karalystę atidavė Vamanadevui.
And then, Vamanadev had only taken two steps, he had taken away his entire kingdom. And he said, now where to put the third step? And he said, my Lord, you put it in my head.
Ir kai Vamanadeva dviejų žingsniais užėmė visą pasaulį ir paklausė, kur tie trečia, tai Bali Maharaj sako, mano galvos.
So, Vamanadeva, what did he do then when he put the foot on the head of Bali Maharaj?
Ir kai Vamanadeva uždėjo tą savo pėdą ant jo galvos, ką jis toliau darė?
He pushed him down into hell.
Jis jį nustumė į pragarą.
Can you imagine?
Ar gali įsivaizduoti?
You fully surrender to someone, you give them all your possessions, and now you, and now as a reward, they push you into hell. So he had given all respect, but now the reward was he's being pushed into hell for giving all respect. So did he then give up his respect for Vamanadeva when he was being pushed into hell? But now I reject you.
Ar jis atmetė savo pagarbą Vamanadevai, sakydamas, kad aš dabar jau atmetu tave.
Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ačiū, Viešpatie.
And what was the result?
Ir koks buvo rezultatas po to?
Vamanadeva became his doorkeeper.
Vamanadeva tapo jo durininku tenai.
So you have to see the how Bali Maharaj is so respectful, even if he's being pushed into hell.
Ir todėl turite žiūrėti, kaip Bali Maharajas, koks jis išlieka pagarbus, net jeigu jį ir į pragarą nusiunčia.
That's when you can make the most progress, when somebody is very disrespectful and abusive to you, but still you respect them.
Jeigu kažkas labai nepagarbus ir kenkia jums, bet jūs vis tiek gerbėt jį, tai tada galite padaryti didžiausią pažangą.
You have to study the example of the great acharyas in this regard.
Ir šiuo atžvilgiu turėtume didžiųjų ačiarių pavyzdį studijuoti.
Look at Lord Jesus.
Arba viešpatį Jėzų pasižiūrėti.
He was being crucified.
Jį kryžiavo.
And what did he say? My dear Lord, please curse these people.
Ir ar jis sakė, kad brangus viešpatė, dabar prakeik juos visus juos.
He said, my dear Lord, my dear Father, please forgive them, for they did not know what they are doing.
Jis pasakė, brangus viešpatė, atleisk jiems, nes jie nesupranta, ką daro.
So, you should follow that example of Lord Jesus.
Tad reikėtų sekti viešpatės Jėzaus pavyzdžiu.
If someone is disrespectful to you,
jeigu kažkas negerbė jūs,
you should not be in a resentful, revengeful mood.
Neturėtumėt būti kerštingoj nuotaikoj.
Always have compassion upon others. Even if they disrespect you. And what will be the result? The end result, you'll become the most highly respected person. That person who has all respect for all living entities becomes the most respected person in this world in due course of time. So tolerate the disrespect.
Todėl, pakęskite tą nepagarbą.
Repay disrespect with respect.
Ir atlyginkite už nepagarbą, pagarbą.
Unflinchingly in all situations.
Ir nesvyruodamas visose situacijose.
And that day will come when everyone has the highest respect for you.
Ir ateis ta diena, kai visi labai stipriai gerbs jūs.
Because of your humility.
Dėl jūsų nuolankumo.
Does that answer your question?
Ar atsako jūsų klausimą?
Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Trumpas klausimas. Norėjau paklausti, ar Jėzus Kristus yra Višnu tatva, ar paprasta sąlygota siela tiesiog gavusi tokią misiją?
Norėjau paklausti, ar Jėzus Kristus tai Višnu tatva, ar paprasta siela, kuri tokią misiją atliko?
I wanted to ask about Jesus Christ. Is he a Višnu tatva or a simple soul who got the mission he had?
He's not a simple soul. He is called a Shaktivesh
avatar.
He is a jiva soul who is empowered for spreading Krishna bhakti all over the world. So he's jiva, but he's not ordinary jiva. He's empowered jiva, Shaktivesh
avatar.
Any other questions? That's it? Everyone's satisfied now?
Is there any difference between humility and low self-esteem?
Is there any difference between humility and low self-esteem? Yes, there's a huge difference. A humble person does not have low self-esteem. A truly humble person does not have low self-esteem. Actually, he has the greatest esteem. Because he knows he is acting on behalf of Krishna. He has unlimited confidence in himself. More than the proudest materialist has. Prabhupada told us in Africa, he said, I act like a king because nobody can defeat me. Low self-esteem is the mentality of non-devotees. Actually, the non-devotees have zero self-esteem. They have a false self-esteem, which is based on the body. Therefore, their actual self-esteem is zero. The devotee knows that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. I'm acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the devotee has unlimited esteem, and the non-devotee has no esteem, actually.
Kaip žinot, kad tas pasitikėjimas savim neperauktų į išdidumą?
How to know that this high self-esteem wouldn't become pride or something like that?
Oh no, we're very proud.
Ne, mes labai išdidus.
Krishna is God.
Krishna Dievas.
And He's given me this service.
Jis davė man šitą tarnystę.
I take all pride in my service.
Ir aš labai didžiuojuosi savo.
This service is the most. This activity of preaching Krishna consciousness is the most important activity in the entire world. I'm not proud of myself, but I'm proud of what I'm doing. This is the order of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's order is my pride and joy. Save the world, make everyone Krishna conscious. So I take great pride in this life that Lord Chaitanya has given me. I'm not holding my head in shame that I got brainwashed by this cult. I'm not holding my head in embarrassment and shame. I got brainwashed by this cult. They dressed me up in a bed sheet. They gave me some weird thing in the back of my head called a sika. And some strange thing on my forehead called tilak. And then some crazy beads around my neck like a dog collar. You think I'm ashamed of this? I'm not proud of this? I'm a Hare Krishna and I'm proud. I want to see the whole world becomes Hare Krishna. That's my life's goal, you see. They say, why do you dress in such a strange fashion? I say, why do you dress in such a strange fashion? Actually, the tie, you know the tie the men wear? They wear a little tie. What a silly thing, the tie. What's the purpose of the tie? It looks so silly, you know. All the big businessmen, the presidents, the prime ministers is wearing their tie. What is the significance of the tie? It's a silly little thing. Is it? I'm not ashamed or embarrassed of my life and my identity. I'm very proud of this name. Prabhupada gave me the name Sankarshan Das. Do you think I'm not proud of that name? I'm very proud of that name, Sankarshan Das. If someone tries to make fun of my name, I'm not going to take it. That's a name given by Prabhupada. I take that name very seriously. I don't let anybody call me by a nickname, you see. Sometimes amongst the God brothers, they do that. Of course, my disciples, they don't call me. They call me Gurudev. But sometimes amongst the God brothers, they may joke and make some nicknames, but I would never allow them to do that with my name. Prabhupada told me, your name is Sankarshan Das, so that is my name, Sankarshan Das.
Mano vardas yra Sankaršanas.
Not some nickname that somebody else may joke around with.
O ne kažkoks nikas vadinamas, kurį kažkas sugalvojo jokaudamas.
Any other questions?
Yra kitų klausimų.
Yes? No? Okay. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 10 minutes till 8 for Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I think tomorrow night we're going to Vilnius, is that correct? Yeah. Is that confirmed? I think maybe. Anyway, we can announce tomorrow. I think we're going to Vilnius tomorrow night. We'll announce tomorrow morning if we know for sure. Huh? Tomorrow is the beginning of Kartik. Wow, that's wonderful. And guess who has come for the month of Damodar? Guess who has come to Kaunas, Lithuania? Is come. Damodar has come. So we're going to have some really nice times here with Damodar during the month of Damodar.
Ir rytoj prasideda jau Kartikos mėnesis ir į Kauną kaip ir atvažiavo, matom viešpats Damodarą ir galėsim, turėsim gerą laiką.
This Damodar, he has many times taken the rope around the belly also.
Ir šitas Damodara irgi buvo daug kartų už aprištas su virve.
We used to do road tours in the US.
Amerikoje darydavom tokius
And we had little asan where Damodar would sit out, he would be sitting there in the car as we were riding, and there would be a rope around his belly to hold him like a seat belt, you know. So this Damodar has earned his name, Damodar, by many times taking a rope around his belly. Huh? Huh? On the flights?
Yeah.
You put the deities on the flight? Oh, inside the that's true. In their traveling asana, there's a little thing that goes around their belly also. That's right. We have our traveling singhasana. They get it's by Velcro. It's a Velcro belt. That's a thing. We do. That's a thing.
Ir taip pat keliaujant, jie irgi turi tam tikrus tokius, kaip ir virves, kurios aplink pilvą apsivynioja.
The devotees are fortunate. They get to personally serve Radha Damodara also. It's like tonight's in Kirtan dance, but it's personally serving Shishi Radha Damodara.
Ir irgi sėkmingai kartais gauna pasitikėjimą Shishi Radha Damodara, kaip šį vakar Sankirtanas prabhu.
Only second initiates are allowed, you see.
Bet tik tai tie, kur turi antrą iniciaciją.
And they have to be trained by Mataji.
Jos apmoko Mataji.
How to do it, but it's a special service to be able to serve Radha Damodara.
Kaip tai daryti, nes tai ypatinga tarnystė.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Gerai, sustosim čia.
Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Stevan Grishman Sankarshan Dasadhikari Maharaj ki jai.
Achillabai.